What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore, here with my co-host, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
Hello, Kathy. We are very excited today. We've got a guest today, which we've had how many guests?
Not many.
So, very special guest. We have Chief Brian Anderson from Clay County.
Yay.
Fire and Rescue. So, he's here today with us. And we're going to talk today about some happenings that's happened in Clay County regarding the fire department and also maybe some fire safety tips. Got a lot of questions about the fire department we can ask Brian. So before we ask Brian some questions, I want to tell just a quick story. But one of the nicest things I've ever had a customer do was I was invited to come to the Christmas party for the fire department, and they making sure, how you gonna be there? Y'all be there. And they made me an honorary member of the fire department.
Yes.
And I've never had any customer do anything that special for me. A lot of customers have been really, we had a lot of good customers, but that really had to top the list of something that was really nice. They gave me a fire helmet and, you know, thank me for helping them out over the years. And that just still resonates with me as I've never had anybody show that kind of appreciation. So I want to thank you in the department for that, Brian. That's been probably about 4 years. It was pre-COVID.
Right.
That was something very special. And I still had the fire helmet.
Yes.
You know, I appreciate it. I try to support the fire department. And, you know, we've been through a lot of insurance battles together at the department as well. So one thing that we did that happened in Clay County, I believe it was effective last year, is we had several departments in Clay County. There was Clay County Fire and Rescue with a sub, I guess they had the main station and two or three substations, I guess it's three. Then we had Brasstown Fire Department and Shooting Creek Volunteer Fire Department. And what happened was the departments went through a phase, and it took years, and they consulted me about it as well. But actually now we have one fire department in Clay County. And how's that gone, Brian? I mean, it's been a great thing for the county, hasn't it?
It has. First of all, thank you for letting me be on here. But
I'm sure.
Yeah, this has been in the works for a while. Probably, honestly, a good 6 or 7 years worth of behind-the-scenes stuff going on. Basically, what we did is we had four separate fire departments in the county. We was pretty much all working together as one anyway. Most of the scenes, we was all there together. But when it came to the backside of personnel per station, cost, we just kind of realized it was a lot better for four departments to operate as one.
Because you're doing the same stuff and you have the same paperwork. And just like on the insurance, you were having to pay. We had members that were on maybe four rosters. And so now we're paying workers' comp for the same people doing basically the same job.
Right.
And you're paying somebody's insurance four times versus one time.
Right.
Because they were members of Brasstown or Clay. They were a lot of interchangeable members there. And it kind of got weird also about the claim situation, because whoever paged out the fireman was who was responsible for their benefits at that time. So now all that's gone.
Yep, that's all gone, thankfully. So streamlined a lot of things for us.
Yeah. One thing I was going to talk to you too, just kind of hit me, we talked about before the show about, you know, things we can talk about, you know, the merger being one of them. But also, this is something that customers may not know, is when you're in a fire district, you are rated by an entity called insurance service offices, and you get an ISO rating, with one being the best protection you could possibly have, like a Metro Atlanta, and then all the way up to 10, which is considered unprotected. So in Clay County, right now, we are, we're a 7, correct?
We're a 9 in the rural areas, and we're 7 within a city
within
limits,
city,
or if you're within 1,000 foot of a hydrant.
So a lot of times people move up here from Florida, they're very pleased when they see their auto price. But on the homeowner's policy, we can actually be higher because they may have moved from an area that was a lower fire protection class or had a better. It's kind of like, it's kind of opposite in your mind, because you would think the higher a number, the better the rating would be. But it's actually the opposite. A 1's the best. I guess 1 comes in first. That's the best you could have. us being a 9 is one step below watch it burn. Just another side note too, that I've dealt with these fire department members since I started the business in 95. These are the best people I've dealt with. Mm-hmm. I mean, over the years, they give their time freely. You know, these people don't get a paycheck. I mean, you got volunteers doing this work, and it's a dangerous job. I mean, being a firefighter is not easy. But another dangerous job is doing all the paperwork you had to do, Brian, right?
Right.
So now we have this one set of paperwork to do, but you'd be surprised how much paperwork the fire chief has to actually do. I mean, it's extensive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of dotting your I's and crossing your T's.
Because you got to deal with the state of North Carolina, and what all entities do you deal with when you're the fire chief? And then there's different places you have to report to about your roster and things of that nature.
Yeah, we have numerous associations that we deal with. The retirement we have to deal with, it goes into the state. We verify over the relief fund, which is there in case of emergencies. If a firefighter gets hurt, they can't pay bills. It also helps dues with us, but that's one thing they're very strict on. That's actually through the Secretary of State.
That's what I thought. Yeah, it's
a different. They are very finicky about making sure that everything is to the dime.
Yeah, and you've got to have meticulous records on who the fire department members are and the Social Security numbers, and you have to have reports, and you have to fill out an incident report if there's a fire or an auto accident. So you've got a lot of responsibility just from the paperwork and documentation side as well.
Correct.
Do you think that now we've merged, and I've been approached by fire departments in the past, I believe it was Brasstown, like, hey, Mark, if we were a Class 7, what would our insurance rates be on homeowners policy? Well, it's sort of a hard question to ask because you've got like an insurance score now that plays into things. But what I was able to do is I was able to go into just get the state rate for, say, a $200,000 home.
Right.
And I could say, okay, if we're in a Class 9, it's going to be this amount of money just based on the state rate. Mm-hmm. If you go from a 7, it's going to go down. And I was able to give some sort of data to the fire department. But the gist of it was, if we can lower our fire rating, ISO rating, is that people are going to save money on their insurance policies. And that's something that we're hoping maybe do in Clay County, is to get a better fire rating. Because I know in Georgia over here, a lot of our places have a Class 5. You know, we got a paid apartment versus a volunteer.
Right.
So what's the, I know you're getting ready to have a big ISO rating meeting up in January, I think. Right, Brian? They're coming out to talk to you again?
Yep, that's the game plan. There's a few things that kind of goes into that. Plan on doing a water shuttle to help for the rural areas. But once again, it boils down to a lot of documentation. It's broke into sections of each one of them. So it's training. The water department has to fill out a section for the water supply. Our dispatch has a section. Calls, response. So, I mean, there's probably at least 8 sections of that divided up amongst where points get calculated from each action. The game plan is what we're hoping. And while we're talking about, got to give credit Cherokee County. Couple of their fire departments recently just lowered theirs.
That's great.
They did an exceptional job, and they really did a good job for the citizens down there. And that's really what kind of want to follow. Ideally, we want to hit that 6 for the rural, try to get down to 4 or 5 on the commercial side. And as far as the insurance ratings on that, the residential side, once you get down to a 5 or 6, that's about where you're going to get the most bang for your buck,
right,
for your insurance policy.
Yeah.
The commercial side, that's where we want to go down farther, because obviously the lower interest rate on your commercial side, more business are going to want to come in and say, okay, well, if I got to pay $150 fire tax here compared to paying $600 here, I'm going to go here.
Yeah.
So that, it's also on the business commerce side of it too.
So I think we're ready for a break here now. We're here, Mark and Kathy Moore. We're talking to Chief Brian Anderson in Clay County. After the break, or after we get off the show here, get ready to get off, I want to have Brian tell us how to, apply to be a member of the fire department, because, I'm sure Brian's always looking for good members. And like I said, these are great people to be involved with. So we will be back after the break, and we will talk about the fire department some more. Get on Mark Moore, Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and our special guest, Brian Anderson, Chief of Fire Department there in Clay County, North Carolina. We want to let you know where our locations are for More Insurance Services. We have three locations, which are called More Insurance Services. One is located in Hazel, North Carolina, on Highway 64, next to United Community Bank. Come by and see Mandy Sosby, Diane Lampe, Vaughn Hobbs, Amy Kitchens, Mark and myself. We'd love to help you with your insurance there. Also, we have our second location, which is in Hiawassee, Georgia, located on 150 South Main Street, Suite C, right next to the hospital and the red brick building there at Town Trace. Come by and see Rose. And lastly, our last location for More Insurance is in Blairsville, Georgia, right there on 515, and you can come by and see us. We're right across from Home Depot and next to the post office. Come by and see Cindy Odom, Greg Buchanan, Ashley Miller, and Joanne Grizzick. Come by and see them there. Also, we have another location in Murphy, North Carolina, right on Highway 64. It's called Mount Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. You can come by and see Velda Dockery, Heather Temple, as well as Emily McKeon. I'd like to help you there. And our last but least, our last but our Blue Ridge location, which is in Blue Ridge, Georgia, right past United Community Bank and next to the Burger King. Come by and see Carrie Van Zandt, Jeremy Payne, Kathy Hunter, and we'd like to help you there. Also, all these podcasts are located on our website at www.more-insurance.com, and also like us on Facebook.
Great. So I'm super excited that Brian's here with us today.
Yes.
Brian, I've been working here for a long time, haven't we, Brian?
Yes, sir.
You really have. It's been, you know, back, we've always, you know, been doing business with the fire department, and, you know, we kind of, it helps us in our business because we've got, you know, to insure people, and the fact that we've got a good fire department is a great thing. And we talked before the break about some commercial, you know, trying to lower the ISO rating in Clay County. And I've got one particular account that I write, or business I write, has got like millions of dollars in a class 9 fire protection. And we're hoping, you know, that the ratings can come down, that this particular business will see a reduction in their insurance premiums. Another thing that's besides just the insurance reduction in premiums, you end up becoming, you have more availability to get insurance made from other carriers that will not ride in a class 9.
Right.
So if they can lower the ISO rating, I may be able to have the insurance company that wouldn't ride now will, or maybe they wouldn't put in their most preferred program, now they will. So not only is there going to be a rate decrease, there could also be a availability now that you've got more access to get insurance because we have a better ISO rating. So we'll see how that pans out. I hope we can maybe lower. I know it's a lot of paperwork and you've got a lot to do with that. So hopefully we'll see a reduction in a better rating for our fire department. Okay, so fire department, what you may be surprised, maybe you wouldn't be surprised, is most of your calls are not fires, are they, Brian?
No. Majority of our calls is actually going to fall under the medical side of it, because we respond with EMS to assist them. About 2 years ago, we actually went to advanced level service at the fire department from the basic, which gave us a few more options and a few more things we can actually do.
Is that
from our
defibrillator
side,
or something you have to have, or is that something else? Like if
no, every department's got, even if you're at the basic level,
you can do,
you don't have an AED.
Okay.
And the basic stuff of that. So
on the truck, and of course, we know we have a lot of value on a truck. You'd be surprised just to have a fire truck. I mean, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars just to have a truck and just to get to an accident. But you also have to do, you work a lot of auto accidents too. I mean, when you have, you said how many, about a couple hundred last year in Clay County?
Yeah. I mean, it mostly falls under the medical, the first responder. Then that's when it comes in. The wrecks is usually the second highest level we got. And then that's when it falls into brush fires, outside fires, rubbish fires, and then our structure fires.
I'm just thinking about my dad. So my dad has had the brush fire.
Yes, he has.
He had to get to put that out one time.
Yes.
He likes to go out and burn brush piles.
Yes, he does.
And he's also had, I really want to thank the department, but he lives really close to Hayesville, but he's 89. He's had some falls, and the department's, even this year, has got him, he had to be airlifted this year. So I guess you also have to assist the you know, I guess the chopper comes in, and a lot of times I'll see you out there and getting ready for the chopper to be landed. You guys got to, I guess, do traffic control and things of that nature just to get ready for that, I guess, as well.
Yeah, so. And they designate it as they have a dedicated landing zone, which the aircrafts know that they're familiar with it. They can land there if they have to without us being there, but it's the uncontrolled ILZs that they worry about. If we got a wreck, we land in the middle of the road. Power lines, they want to make sure that we're there to set stuff up so that way there's nothing that they're not going to see when they're coming in.
Do you have a lot of airlifts that are coming off the road sometimes? That's kind of rare, or is it just depends? Or
If on the medical side, we usually take them to a dedicated landing zone, but if it's a wreck, a lot of times if it's bad enough, we'll land them right there.
How many do we have in Clay County dedicated landing zones? I know there's one across from, it's right there next to Four Points this way. I see the helicopter comes in.
Yeah, there's about six spots throughout, and Shooting Creek, right past Ash Loop is where that's the biggest dedicated one in that area, the one by Ivy's, and then in Warren, actually, the fire department has a LZ pad that's dedicated to it.
Oh, really?
So that's where they go.
So I never see those. I'm never down in Shooting Creek or Warren as much as I see, or in Hayesville, but I see that quite a bit. Well, so tell me your background a little bit as far as, like, how long have you been a member of the fire department? I mean, you started out when your dad was very involved in it as well, and your family. So
yeah, my brother is the first one to get on, and then me and dad came on. But I started when I was actually 17 as a junior.
That's why I thought you were, and you can become a junior, is it cadet, what it's called, or if you're a junior firefighter?
Well, yeah, we've had kind of back that program off just a little bit. There used to be two programs. One used to be through the Boy Scouts that we had, and the other one was through the state. And the state would allow 16, 17-year-olds to join, but the state kind of ex-nayed that due to liability issues they was a little concerned about. So now it's only through the Boy Scouts. You can set up an explorer post is what they fall under.
Okay. Well, I was a Boy Scout, actually. I'm actually an Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
So I went through the scouting program, and I don't know if it's as active as it used to be. I think it may have gone by the wayside a little bit in Clay County.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing.
And we're trying to get ours back up. It's just, I mean, and I don't blame them. They're pretty finicky about the requirements you have to set. There's so many male and female advisors dedicated to the amount of juniors you got. So it takes a little time to get it set, and that's one thing we're trying to get set back up is our junior program.
I was going to ask you a question. Like, if someone was interested in joining the fire department, what do they have to do for that?
So, and we understand, fortunately, with modern day, with the economy and everything, you know, 10 years ago, it was pretty easy to get people to volunteer. You didn't have to work two jobs. You didn't have everything going on. But lately, we have had a decrease, especially in the outer areas, you know, Shooting Creek, Warren, Brasstown. Don't have as much of the younger generation as we did 10 years ago. But if they want to join, come by the main station in town. That's 30 May Street. You can pick an application up there. We're getting ready to set it up to where you can go to our website and print an application off there, fill one out, and then get it back to us.
And then what is involved when they actually do that, after the process?
You have to go to the training progress.
So, once they turn the application in, we do a small interview. We want to make sure that in the past, you know, we've had people that's joined and gave them radio, gave everything, and they didn't show back up.
That was an insurance claim, too, by the way.
We do a small little interview. Once they get on, they've got a six-month probation. They learn the ropes, start training after 6 months if they're in good. Everything's good. They get released, and they can start doing a driving program, all the fire classes, the rescue class. Right now, it's about 346 hours dedicated to the fire, to get your fire certification, and to get a basic technical rescue side of it, you're about 160 hours. And
do they have to take a class, like, at the college, or is it online? Or
no, everything's through the college, and it's free. Okay. There's weekend fire schools we send to them also. So it's all free. It's just having the time and dedication.
That's Tri-County, correct?
Right. Yes, it's going to be Tri-County.
People may not know this, but we have actually a fire school at Tri-County Community College, and Henry Angelopoulos handles that. He's another guy I'd like to get on the air one day, talk to us about.
Yep.
He's a really – I mean, you talk about some top shelf people here, these fire departments, and Pete and Henry, Paulette. I mean, just a really great group of people. What about I know one time we used to have like some rescue operations, like if somebody got lost on the Appalachian Trail or things of that nature, and even had people on horses out there one time. I don't know if that's still doing or not. I think that may be discontinued now. Or
yeah, we don't have the like, horse team anymore. They kind of went dicks, but we still do the rescue side of it. We bought two four-wheelers now, recently new, so we still do any mountain rescue, swift water, it all still falls underneath us. So.
Oh, the rescue, because we had a swift water rescue this year. I saw in the paper.
Yeah, we did.
So you've had to work those, and people out in the Appalachian Trail, hypothermia has happened before too.
Yep.
So I do believe we're out of time here, but we're going to have Brian back, and we're going to be talking some more about the fire department and things that goes on there, and fire safety, things of that nature. I'm Mark Moore with my wife Kathy and Chief Brian Anderson with the Clay County Fire and Rescue Fire Department, and we will be back next week.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.